Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie segment about sharing your story as part of your marketing. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank you for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. I am so honored that you do that. I know that time is our most precious asset, and I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you actually do for a living. And I say this all the time, but you know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And perhaps that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, I want to make sure that you check out the show page before you leave as well. There's always a free gift for you there and links to connect with me as well on Facebook or, you know, social media or my website. And if you are interested in being a guest on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about that actually in the show today. So feel free to connect. I would love to hear from you because maybe you have a message to share. So now let's get into our topic for today. So today we're going to talk about sharing your story. You know, we've talked about, you know, the avatar for your ideal client. I actually went a little bit further with that on the last show. So if you missed that and you want to get that other piece, it's really about how to identify what that transformation is for your potential clients so that you can tell them, you know, how you can help them get there. And so if you missed the show last week, you might want to go back and listen to that. But today I want to talk about sort of the next step in your marketing because people need to connect with you, right? They need to know who you are. So we're going to talk about sharing your story. Now there's lots of ways that you can do this and it, you know, it's just being authentic. Sometimes, I mean, being vulnerable. Because there's a lot of people, a lot of the really, you know, successful people in the online world, you might know that, you know, you always hear their story of struggle and how they made it through. That's something that makes us human. And everybody has that. If somebody is just, you know, promoting their product or their business and it's like, oh, this is my car and this is my house and I have all these things and they never talk about the difficult times, they're not really being authentic. So that authenticity and that vulnerability is important to share in your story. And so maybe it's something you've been through, maybe it's something one of your previous, you know, clients has been through and made it through, or maybe it's a celebrity, you know, as an example of what this transformation could be. You know, so whatever, if you don't have your own story, so to speak, I mean, I'm blessed in that I have the story of, you know, surviving the coma and the accident and the near-death experience and all that sort of thing, but not everybody has that, and I'm not saying you should go look for it, but if you don't have a story of your own, and, you know, dig deep, because I bet you do, it doesn't have to be, you know, something catastrophic, it can be really anything. There's I know that you probably do have a story, but if you feel like you don't, there's always the example of someone else so that you can show that transformation. But somewhere in there, be vulnerable, be you. I was looking at somebody's website today. So we're going to talk about that for a sec because her website was very pretty, very nice. And she kept talking about how this is personal and she really wants to make a connection with you and all of this sort of thing. Yet there was not anywhere a picture of her. So you don't really know who this person is. And so I would suggest if you have a website, and hopefully you all do because it's a good piece of internet real estate to have out there, that you have your picture on there someplace. And if it's an older picture, I mean, there's a lot of people who do that. I need a new one too. So if you don't have something current that you're like, okay, putting on your website, put, you know, a picture from the not too distant past, but, you know, so that you kind of look like that person yet, but have that visual connection as well. I mean, that's the benefit of having a website or really, you know, and it, social media or any of those things, is that it allows you to use images. So if you've got that personal piece, if that's part of what you do, whether it's, you know, coaching or consulting or, you know, helping people with their weight or relationships or cooking their meals or whatever, have your face on there someplace because people want to know who you are. And then notice how people view you. You know, I do this every now and then just to kind of poke around and see. On a PC, it's called incognito window, which means you can go in and search something without Mr. Google or anybody knowing that it's you. So you're incognito. I think it's called something else on a Mac, but you can still do it. And the word escapes me right now as to what it's called, but it's like a secret window or a private window or something like that. So if you search yourself as though other people are seeing you, that's what you get when you use an incognito window. It's what other people are seeing. Notice how people are viewing you. What do they see about you online? What do they see on social media? What do they see in your website? What do they see anywhere on the internet? Because even if you have a brick and mortar business and you don't go beyond your geographic area, people are still going to look you up online, probably on their phone because everybody's, you know, looking at their smartphones these days. So notice, pay attention to that. Pay attention to how other people view you. And then share your story. You know, why do you do what you do? I mean, you have a reason that you do what you do. Everybody does. And some people kind of on the surface say, well, I do this to make money, whatever. But I know if you're a holistic entrepreneur, and I know you are because you're listening to the show, it's more than that. It's deeper than that. You do what you do for a reason. It fuels your passion. You feel it's your purpose. It's your calling. Whatever that is, share that with people. Why you do what you do. Because nobody in the whole world, and I've said this before, nobody in the whole world does what you do in the way you do it. Nobody. So why do you do it this way? So talk about that. Talk about what fuels your passion, what your dreams are, what you really want for your, you know, potential clients or customers. And what makes you different than the rest? I mean, that kind of goes along with this, because if you delve into why you do what you do, whether it's through your own personal story or some other, you know, way, it kind of sets you apart because nobody else does that for that reason in that way. So identify that. What makes you different than the rest? Say you're a relationship coach, as an example. What makes you different than the next relationship coach? Because there are lots of them out there, right? So you want to differentiate yourself, and that's part of your story. That's what you need to share. And then, of course, if you've got, you know, testimonials or reviews or comments from clients, from you know, customers, patients, whatever, put those out there. Put those in social media. I mean, if they've given you a testimonial, hopefully you've done it in a way so that they know that they're giving you permission to share this. You put it on your website and your social media. Share it on all the places that you possibly can, because I don't think that we can rely just on things like, you know, Yelp and things like that to leave a review there. And if there are reviews on those other sites, you know, copy paste them and put them elsewhere as well. Get them out there. People put out reviews and testimonials for a reason. Now, sometimes we ask people, in my case, I don't often ask, which is a bad thing. I need to be better at that, at asking for reviews and testimonials, because pretty much of the time, and this is just human nature, you'll get a review always if they're upset about something. But if they're really happy with what you did, you don't always get a review or a testimonial or something unless you ask, because they just, everything is fine and they don't think of it. It's not that they don't want to do it. It's just that they don't think of it. So part of that whole testimonials and reviews from your clients, your patients, your customers comes, you know, you got to ask sometimes. And having a process in place to ask for that is even a better thing. And then the other thing that I want to say is to engage in interviews. Be that guest expert. And I invite you to be a guest on this show all the time. So take advantage of that. It's free advertising. And then you can use that recording as you want to. You can, you know, share it in any ways you want to. And I share it as well with, you know, I think this show is in, I don't know, 63 or 4 or 5 countries right now. And listenership is pretty good. So, you know, it gets you out there. And you could really do a lot of marketing for free, actually, by just being a guest on other people's shows, by just sending a blog to other people's blogs. You know, be a guest blogger, be a guest on people's podcasts. So taking advantage of those things to share your story in as many ways as you can, I think is a really good thing to do. Because, you know, we don't want to talk, now I should say this, because we don't want to talk just about us, right? But somewhere along the line, we need to share our story. So it's the people who only talk about themselves in terms of the success they've had and all of that. And they don't ever talk about, you know, their potential clients or people who are viewing them online. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about once you have really delved into knowing your ideal client, customer, patient, whatever, to take a step back and make sure that they know you too and why you are the best solution to their problem, whatever that might be. So I hope that talking about sharing your story and just kind of reminding you, because we all know we should do this, right? It's just kind of reminding you. I hope that that was helpful for you as you progress in your business. And I'll say it again. I say it every week. If you have a message to share, you want to be interviewed as a guest expert on the show, please, please connect with me. It doesn't cost you anything. And you know, get the MP3 and I make a video thing for you. And there's links on different sites. It's free marketing, free advertising. So if you're so inclined and you want to take advantage of that, it's a really easy way to begin, because all of these podcasts are audio only. I don't do the video ones right now. And so you don't have to worry about, you know, looking good or your makeup or your hair or anything like that. You just get on your computer, the phone, whatever you choose to use, and talk. And we'll do an interview, and then you've got an audio asset out there that you can add to that list of things that shares your story out on the web. So I hope that was helpful for you. And until next time, I really, 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 and I know I say this every time, but I want you to believe that anything is possible if you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.